Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, Governor Whitmer's Growing Michigan Together Council issued its final report. The purpose of this council was to identify how to transform Michigan from being 49th out of the 50 in population growth to be among the top 10. The report almost completely failed in this purpose. While some of the data in this report is accurate and interesting, the data omits much that would be relevant for its stated purpose. For example, the report compares Michigan to five peer states: Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Washington. Why pick one state that is losing population, two others that are barely breaking even, and two others that are growing but not among those with the largest percentage increases? Why not compare Michigan to the six states with the highest percentage population growth according to the U.S. Census Bureau, including Florida, Idaho, Montana, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Texas? What are they doing that is attracting people from other states? I can guess some of the reasons that these relevant states were not chosen for this analysis. They are among the states with the lowest state and local tax burdens, are mostly cutting future taxes, are right-to-work states, have restraints on state and local government spending, and improving educational systems. These are factors that people consider if they might want to move. Unfortunately, those factors were largely ignored by this council, as was research on these issues by the Heartland Institute and the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. The report did acknowledge that Michigan's public schools have done an abysmal job of teaching students to read, a foundational skill to future educational progress. Of course, Governor Whitmer vetoed funding to address this crisis, and a law was enacted this year to lower standards that will perpetuate lower educational achievement in Michigan. Without basic skills like reading, funding for higher education is wasted. Instead of wasting all this time and taxpayer money, there is already ample research available at no cost to state government on successful policies that would once again make Michigan an attractive state for people to live. Why not take advantage of it? That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.